just love the song, huh? Welcome to another episode of the Movie Challenge Podcast. The Get Up Presents, our family movie challenge podcast. Chas is just jamming.
What is that white stuff?
I don't know. Who knows?
There's white stuff out there. It looks like there's a spider web.
No, it's probably ash from this incense burner.
Oh, when you said ash, I was like, ashes?
No, it's probably ash. Spread. Yeah, there's an incense burner right here. That's probably what it is. All right, welcome to another episode. I'm your host, JP.
I fell down.
Joined with me, as always, by Chas. She's... What?
You guy.
His name is Ash.
Wait, really?
It's this guy. Ash is hanging by the ash.
Is his name really Ash? Yes. Oh, my God.
From the Evil Dead.
Daily sniff.
Oh, all right. Anyway.
Sniff it.
Stop it with your sniffing the microphone. Oh, right. We watched quite a few movies this last week and a half, right? 2 weeks. They were mostly raunchy comedies.
Size one.
So we watched first Jackass Presents Bad Grandpa.
I love Jackass. Okay, I love them so much.
Then we watched Bad Santa, yes. Right? So Bad Santa, badder Santa version. Then we watched The Black Phone.
Oh, yeah.
which we don't own, but we rented because she's been wanting to see it. And I wanted to see it too. So we rented that. And then we watched Baywatch, the
new world.
Right. The Rock. Say. The one with The
Rock.
Yeah,
with The Rock.
And High
right.
School Musical.
You're right. He is 50.
So, and then. As a bonus, because it is spooky season, right? It is Halloweenish time. It is October. We watched A Nightmare on Elm Street. Now, we don't own A Nightmare on Elm Street.
I didn't watch that.
You did with Freddy Krueger. Remember the phone?
Oh, it's
like the tongue licked him.
I thought it was Freddy Krueger.
You were like, you thought he was hilarious.
Oh, it's Freddy Krueger.
Yeah.
Well, you said Nightmare on Elm Street. I didn't think that's the
movie. It's called A Nightmare on Elm Street. Oh. But she loved Freddy. She thought Freddy was hilarious.
No, I thought that it was stupid.
Because it was stupid, right? But we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it. So, let's back up and let's go. still jamming,
it's
huh?
It's in my head. I can't
so let's talk about Jackass Presents Bad Grandpa, right? It was from 2013. It's an hour and 32 minutes. It was directed by Jeff Tremaine, who did all the Jackass movies and was on the Jackass show. Written by Johnny Knoxville, Spike Jonze, and Jeff Tremaine. And then it stars Johnny Knoxville. And this little kid, Jackson Nicole, I think, or Nicole. Hilarious little kid.
Question. I forgot it. Dang.
Okay. So basically it's like a series of Jackass skits where Johnny Knoxville plays the grandpa, but like strung together with a story. Right? So 86-year-old Irving Zisman takes a trip from Nebraska to North Carolina to take his 8-year-old grandson, Billy, back to his real father. So, like, there's, like, a storyline built into it, but it's really just a bunch of Jackass Johnny Knoxville's Bad Grandpa skits.
I love them.
And they're hilarious.
I love the movie Jackass.
So, Chas, what would you have rated this one?
10 out of 10.
You're giving it a 10 out of 10, huh?
Yes.
You even watched it again the next day on your own.
I did. You went, and it was funny because I was there in that scene where he's in a strip club, and with the balls out, I was eating meatballs. So I thought.
Oh, you thought it was funny. So you're eating meatballs while you're watching fake old man balls out. So for anyone with sensitive hearing here, yes, this movie is a rated R movie, and there's a lot of inappropriate stuff in it. What was your favorite scene?
Oh, the pageant.
The pageant. And then the pageant's fucking awesome. Well, excuse me. I'm trying to keep it PG for the younger listeners, but the pageant is awesome.
Pageant, strip club, and then where's that? What was the other one? I'm trying to think.
Oh, the strip club scene too was pretty funny.
What's the other one?
The pageant though is epic. I think the pageant was the best.
Yeah, but there was one more.
And it was good that they closed the movie out like that because that was epic.
There was one more I really liked that mom also really liked. Oh, him crapping on the wall.
Oh, in the restaurant? In the restaurant where he craps on the wall?
Yeah, that was funny.
What about when he got his penis stuck in the vending machine?
No,
because... And all those people were, like, looking at him and laughing and videotaping.
And then that one guy's like, bro, this guy got his penis stuck. in the vending machine, and they drove off.
It's Johnny Knoxville acting like a horrible grandfather.
Well, just like old grandpa.
And he does different weird, odd stuff, right? So at one point, he puts his penis inside of a vending machine and it gets caught. And obviously, it's a fake.
Yeah.
But it's stretching out like super far. Long, stretching out. Hilarious.
And he would hang back on it.
Yeah, he was hanging on it and stuff. And people were taking video and taking pictures and pointing and laughing. And they're like, oh, no, I'm not helping you. Nothing. It was hilarious.
I'm so sorry, but I'm going to be honest. If I saw that, I'd be thinking, who puts it? Penis in a vending machine. Two,
there's a lot of weird people out there.
I know, but I wouldn't help him either. I'd probably be dying of laughter. I'd be like, I'm sorry, because I wouldn't be able to control my laughter. I'd be like, oh my god, this is out of check.
What about that bed?
Oh, the bed one. He almost gave her a heart attack.
This lady almost died. She was like, I think I'm having a heart attack.
Oh, and then he's like, don't make it all about you, sweetheart.
He did. He totally did.
I want to watch the movie again now.
So, obviously, you tell Chas loved it. Anything that you didn't like about it?
No.
No?
No. It's if it's made...
If you are a fan of Jackass's humor and pranks, you will enjoy it.
Oh, my God. I would love to be pranked by them. If I was pranked by them, I would enjoy
it. And the pageant part is
the epic. Pageant is so funny.
It is. It's epic.
And some of the people are from Pageant Princess. Like, crap. I don't like pageants. If you guys force
the kid did a good job on some. The kid was really good at keeping
it
straight face.
Yeah, I know. I don't know.
Don't
how
give
he
it all
did
to Johnny
it.
Knoxville because
no,
like,
it
this
was
kid,
that kid.
This kid literally he went to like a downtown area and talked to this guy for what seemed like a long
time. And called
time
him dad.
And kept calling him dad. And was like, I'm your new son. And
no.
He kept a straight face the whole time.
Yeah, you know exactly. Like I'm not giving all the Johnny
Knoxville.
That kid was good.
He did a really good job.
That kid was good at keeping it straight.
And then he really, really committed to that pageant. And he was adorable.
And he nailed it, too. He didn't mess up anything. Just kept going.
He did. He nailed that.
Yeah,
that was awesome.
Even on the stripper pole. It was so funny.
Okay. So if you want to have a good laugh and see some ridiculous stuff, and if you like cringe humor at all, too, that definitely is going to make you cringe because you're going to be like, oh, no.
It's so awkward.
But it is Jackass Presents Bad Grandpa. So you're giving it a 10 out of 10.
Mm-hmm. You're gonna go 9 out of 10.
I'm gonna go 9 out of 10.
Knew it. Yep. Yeah.
Because I feel like some of the other Jackass movies were funnier.
Well, I'm gonna give all Jackass movies 10 out of 10.
Just a blanket 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna give it a 9 out of 10 though. It is pretty damn funny. It'll make you laugh.
The car in the butt was fun, but that wasn't in Bad Grandpa. I'm talking about one of the Jackass movies.
So the next movie we watched 10 years earlier. This is Bad Santa. It's from 2003. It's rated R. It was 1 hour and 32 minutes. Well, we watched Badder, which was like the unrated version. A miserable con man and his partner poses as Santa and his little helper to rob department stores on Christmas Eve. But they run into problems when the con man befriends a troubled kid. It was directed by Terry Zwigoff. Writers were Glenn Ficarra and John Requa. I believe that's how you say it. I don't know. I'm being fancy. Requa. And it stars Billy Bob Thornton, Bernie Mac, and Lauren Graham. It was an interesting movie, pretty funny. So, Chas, what would you give Bad Santa overall?
I say a 9 out of 10.
9 out of 10. Yeah. Wow, you're loving these movies.
Well, they're funny, and Bad Grandpa was ridiculous. So
okay, go. So go ahead. So basically, right, the elf is a little person who is like the ringleader.
He has dwarfism.
And the Santa Claus, Billy Bob Thornton, he's just a drunk. He's just always getting drunk.
Always drinking.
He's always drinking, but he can crack
safes.
So he's the safe cracker. He plays the Santa, and the other dude, because he's little, he gets to play the elf, and it just looks like, I mean, it looks horrible. At what mall in their right mind is hiring this guy? On appearance, he's not even fat, right? It's Billy Bob Thornton, all skinny and stuff.
Mm-hmm. He's drinking. He's always drunk. When he first walked in, he was drunk. He's like,
yeah. So, what was your favorite part of the movie?
The end when he tried to get the elephant to the kid. He's like, I
might have a little blood on it.
Might be a little blood on it, but you gave me blood on yours.
he gave you a bloody kid.
I still loved it anyway. And then the other part where the kid walks him, and then he's like, he gives him the present, and the guy's like, what's all this stuff on there? What's all this dark stuff? He's like, oh, it's my blood from when I cut my hand trying to make it for you. And I I died.
So this horrible comedy movie was just getting you in your feels, huh? Making you feel all like, oh my God, this kid's
I was
so
like,
cute.
Oh my God, this poor kid.
Well, because you didn't know if he was smart or dumb. And man, I did love the way that Billy Bob Thornton would blow up.
And he just sat there like, okay.
The kid would be asking all the questions. And like, God damn it, are you fucking with me? He would flip out. It was hilarious.
And the kid would just be like, yeah. Because
like, anybody as a parent can relate to that. At a certain point, like, your kid just keep asking you questions. And you're like, I can't take it anymore.
Are we there
and
yet,
you
Deb?
Lose it. And you flip out. And it was hilarious to see him do that. Or when they were playing checkers. And the kid kept making all these moves. And then taking them back and moving. And then taking them back and moving.
And
then
he kept looking at him.
And
then he finally.
And he's just watching Billy Bob Thornton is just watching him like, are you gonna do something? Or and he even makes a comment, and the kid makes a move, and then he takes it back at the last second,
and then he makes a move, and then he kills a bunch of his
and
men,
then
and
he just like cleans
the
whole board out,
and he flips the board and starts throwing stuff all around the kid.
You're some kind of fucking genius or something.
And I give that kid credit, because during this scene I would have bursted out laughing
hilarious.
So much, because he was throwing stuff around him, and he just sat there straight face staring at him. I was like, I don't know how
he did it. Was there is some, overall, it's a pretty funny movie. There is some hilarious scenes. Like, there's some really good, funny scenes. But there's other parts that are kind of like, didn't seem like a lot of action or anything.
I'm still so mad he betrayed him.
But it is pretty funny. It's a good movie. I would, I think I would give it I'd say an 8 out of 10.
I knew it. You always have to go lower than me. You can't just go higher.
I'm 8 to borderline 7. Out of 10. But I'll go with 8, because it's a good movie. And there's lines that made me laugh. Even after I've seen it a lot of times. So even after watching it new with you, it did make me laugh. So I'll go 8 out of 10. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I was naming some of my favorite scenes. There was, like I said, the only thing that I didn't like is certain parts felt like they kind of just dragged on a little bit.
Yeah. That's how I
so it felt like there were some weird pacing issues. But overall, it's a pretty funny movie.
Judgy. Thought I was judgy.
So we're going over these movies in the order that we actually watched them too.
Mm-hmm.
So next up is, wow, it's only 13 minutes and we've made it through two movies already.
Yeah. I was wondering.
Oh, do you feel
it,
like
we're
going
fast? Yeah. You're zooming, buddy. I want to keep talking.
Why don't you say something? So talk.
It's your podcast.
No, it's not. It's ours. Stop doing that. All right. So, Bad Santa or Bad Grandpa. What else you want to talk about those?
Well, there's a lot I could talk about the Bad Grandpa.
Okay.
The sharding on the. I like how the one lady, because the guy was sitting back against, so he didn't know what had happened. She's like, he just pooped on the wall.
Oh yeah.
And then he turned around, and his eyes were like.
Oh, yeah. His eyes got huge.
And
yeah.
His eyes, and he, like, did a long blink and then opened one again.
So the skit. So we're going to go back to Bad Grandpa because she just loves it. So the skit is he's sitting in the corner in, like, in one of those corner booths, right? So it's, like, the round kind of booth, right, wasn't it? Or no, it was a square one.
No, it was a square.
It was a square one, but it's just in a corner.
He was talking to the kid, and he's like, oh, I got a poop, kid. I got a poop. And so he, like, stood up in the corner, and, like, he's like, hey, watch this magic trick.
He said he was going to fart.
Yeah, and then it went
and then it exploded on the wall.
And it was
And, like, everyone was just looking like, oh.
The guy next to him was like.
Yeah, it's funny. It's funny how many people, when you see those things happen, how many people just, like, just stare and laugh and don't do anything.
I wouldn't. I'm going to be honest. I don't care if you're old or not. If you do something really ridiculous, unless I just feel bad. But in that situation, I would just sit there and just die of laughter and try not to be rude. Sometimes I would just die and wouldn't be able to control it. But if I saw a grandpa like that, I would be like, is that Johnny Knoxville? Oh, my God.
Well, remember when he was in the clinic at the very beginning and he was talking to that kid? That young guy and that girl, and he was like asking. Remember, we watched the outtakes. I think it was it on the outtakes where he was asking like, "Are you guys gonna get married and like have another kid and stuff?" That was
like, "You guys can make my sibling."
Right? Yeah, it was crazy because he was like, "Oh, do you think she's cute?" And the guy was like,
"Yeah, she's cute.
I think she's pretty cute."
Like, do you think he's cute? And she's like, "Yeah."
It was awkward and on the spot. Yeah.
Yeah, and they were just like, "Yeah, he's very nice." He's like, "You guys are married now."
And
you guys
and
make
mom.
My sibling, and they're like, he's like, the guy was like,
yeah, and then the mom came and grabbed him and dragged him out.
Yeah, and then they came back
What else? I'm trying to think. What other? The funeral was bad. Whoa, don't do that. The funeral was bad.
The funeral? Oh. When the body spilled over.
When the casket fell and the body rolled out.
That one lady.
He started dancing around with her. And that one lady ran.
She booked it. As soon as it fell out, she was gone. She got up. And that one was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God, pray. She was like sitting there like, oh. She was like the only lady sitting down with this other lady.
Yeah, there's a couple people that... They all started singing, remember? They all started singing.
And then he grabbed the body and danced.
So it was a fake wedding. Or a fake wedding. Yeah. Fake funeral.
His wife died.
His wife, right? I just air quoted, even though no one can see me air quote.
Wife.
His wolf. Wolf. That was quote and wife. I can't talk right now. So his wife died, and they were doing a funeral. Well, they hired a bunch of people to, like, be the choir, to cater it, to do all these different functions at the funeral, and then ask them to sit in as the, like, the crowd for the funeral, the guests for the funeral. So these people were all sitting at a funeral for someone they didn't know. They were just hired to do jobs there.
I would just be quiet and just sit there.
Until the body falls out.
And then everyone was going crazy, and then they danced with it.
They sang, and then they danced, yeah.
Yeah. Like, it was funny. But then we had the wedding one, his friend's wedding. That was funny.
Oh, yeah, when he fell into the, like, the cake and everything.
And that one lady was like, oh,
so it was cool because one of the guys that worked on the movie actually let them film a prank at his wedding.
Their wife even allowed to.
Right. Yeah.
The day it was supposed to happen, she had cold feet, but they decided to do it where, only the in-laws would be there and not the guy's side because they already knew that he worked with Johnny and all the other people from Jackass, so they would figure. You know what? That was
right,
funny.
Right, they were afraid everyone would figure it out.
Mm-hmm. But no.
He almost got a fight at the strip club.
Oh my God! Yeah,
the one stripper was pushing him like, "Get out of here!"
Yeah, a bunch of the male strippers came coming out. Mm-hmm. But I love that one lady that stayed and, like, the girl in the beginning he was talking to, and she high fived mm-hmm. another girl there because
they thought it was hilarious.
She was dying.
He was talking to him all night, like,
yeah, and then he's like, "Oh man, I'm gonna take you home." She's like, "Oh maybe."
And the stuff he says is so horrible.
The bingo.
Like, he said some horrible stuff. Oh, the bingo was good, too. But he says, like, horrible stuff, but, like, because it's an old man, people let it go. It's wild.
That one lady that he kept talking to, she was so... She's like, this is the best day of my life, because she was falling back. She was like, I want water, but that's bigger than that water. But still, I wish I...
What?
That is three.
Three what?
Did you drink those all?
No. I mean, well, but...
At the same day?
No. Over multiple days, and they all had, like, not a lot in them.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, buddy. But, bingo was funny.
Who are you?
And that one lady, I loved how she was like, she was falling back. She was enjoying it.
I love how, like, when a lady would get up and moved away, then he'd scoot down and move to the next one and be like, all right,
and that one
sure
lady was ignoring
good?
Him, looking away.
Yeah, the one lady totally ignored him.
She was like,
he was over there talking to her, and she would not turn at all. Mm-hmm. It was so bad. And then he called bingo, and he didn't really have bingo. They're like, it's not possible, sir, that we haven't called the three yet.
And she's like, that's no R. It doesn't have an R.
Oh, yeah, whatever.
And then he was like, you shush, and it doesn't matter. And she's like, don't tell me to shush. I'm a grown woman. They're arguing.
He was almost starting fights everywhere he went. It was funny.
Oh, and then the end with the bikers.
Oh, yeah.
One guy took off his vest and that stuff, and they were all surrounding him.
The guy. They were
and
like,
the guy was like, oh, my God.
So they went to this thing like Save the Kids biker rally, right, something like that, and Protect the Children or Children's Guardians or something. Mm-hmm. And it's like a legit biker gang. And this is like a charity thing they do. And they warned him. They said, hey, you know, like, because the one dude was an actor. He was playing a shitty dad. He's like the grandson's dad.
And one of the bikers was in on it.
He's like a shitty person. And so one of the biker guys was in on it, but like everybody else didn't know. Mm-hmm. And so this guy is doing shitty stuff and making everyone mad. And they told him when they were like briefing him on it before he actually did this, they're like, if anybody takes off their vest, that means like they're disassociating themselves from the club and they mean to do something they don't want the club to get in trouble for. And like, so they're not doing it as a member of the club. And one dude took his vest off and they're like afraid that
that guy started panicking. Yeah. And I love how
the one big dude put him in that hold and like had him. Yeah. He was like, "I'm an angel of death, brother."
Yeah, I like that one guy, the guy that was like behind the scenes, the camera, and he was like, he's like, if anyone like starts being, I'm not going in to save you. Yeah, so I just want to let you know, I'm not going in to help. I'm going to stay back. I'm not going to go in to help you. You're right on your own. You got to figure your way out of that. I thought that was funny because that's something I would say. Because like I'm not going in after you. That's your own fight.
Thanks. It's good to know.
Well, it depends who it is. If it was like
my friends. Dad, you started that fight, you have to finish
it. If it's my friends, because I'm a kid. But if it was my friends, I'd be like, you're on your own. That's not my problem.
All right.
Oh, but then he runs into all the bikes at the end.
And yeah. Oh, like, he did. They totally like saved him and like helped, you know, like protect the kid and get him and stuff.
Into
and
the
then
grandpa's
he, and then
car.
He backed into all their motorcycles.
All
the
bikes.
Off.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. All right. So Black Phone.
I guess.
So this is one that you wanted to see.
Yes.
Quite a bit. It's a 2021 movie. So it came out 2021.
Mm-hmm.
It's rated R. It's 1 hour and 43 minutes. After being abducted by a child killer and locked in a soundproof basement, a 13-year-old boy starts receiving calls on a disconnected phone from the killer's previous victims. Director was Scott Derrickson. Writers were Joe Hill. Joe Hill is actually the famous horror writer Stephen King's son. He also wrote Lock and Key, which is another good graphic novel and also now a TV show on Netflix. Scott Derrickson and Robert Cargill. It stars Mason Thames, Madeline McGaw, and Ethan Hawke are the main build ones here on IMDb. And yeah, so you really wanted to see this. What do you say?
Well, it's pretty good. Pretty good.
What would you rate it?
Probably 8 out of 10. It was good enough for me to want to buy it. So because I watched it twice.
Oh, you
and
did.
Then I wanted
That's
to watch
right.
it a third time. But we rented it, so it ran out of time. And I was like, dang it.
Okay.
Dang it.
Okay.
But yeah, it was pretty
so
good.
So 8 out of 10. So what did you like about it?
You know what? It was, the story was pretty good, if I'm being honest. The story was good. And then to also add, the acting was pretty good, too.
Okay.
You know, it was creepy. It creeped me out. It was a couple points.
Ethan Hawke's a good actor.
Oh, dear. When Finn went up the stairs after that one kid warned him, like, don't, he's waiting for the bell upstairs. When it clipped that he was going upstairs, I was like, I was screaming at the TV. I was like, did you not just hear what the dead boy said? Don't go up the stairs. And then he comes back down. I was like, thank you.
Yeah, you were getting pretty animated for some of it.
I was like, did you not just hear what the dead beaten boy just said? Don't go up the stairs, because he's waiting for a belt to beat your butt. And then you know, the phone ended. And
fist,
then it
fist length away. You're yelling into the microphone.
That's okay. When the phone call ended, and then it shows Finn going upstairs, the amount of anger that rose in me. I was like, did you just not hear what the dead kid said? You listened to the dead kid. He's like, all of us made the same mistake. Listen to the dead kid.
Easy to say until you're in that position.
I would not go up there. Like, if I got a phone call, because they said no one else could hear the phone calls. They got right. the calls and they couldn't hear.
They said that he used to hear me. They said that the other guy.
No, he still does hear it.
He still does
he
hear
just,
it.
He just chooses, like, to, right. he tries to ignore, it. Because he's like, he thinks, you know, blah, blah.
So how did it live up to your expectations? Like,
you know what?
Go ahead.
Sorry.
No, you go ahead.
When I was expecting it to be, it was different from what I was expecting it to be, besides the kidnapping.
What were you expecting?
I was expecting to get kidnapped, and then he just, like, basically tortured him, like, starved him. And, like, when he said, he's like, I'll yell. They'll hear me. He's like, oh, no, he won't hear you. He's like, that was good. That was really good. I'm going to be honest. I probably wouldn't have caught that.
So did you expect it to be, like, more brutal then? Like, the guy
yeah.
killing to get tortured?
I mean, it was still kind of brutal, but, like, it wasn't like the kid got massively beat. It was like a game. Like they said, Naughty Boy. It was
right.
a game to
yeah,
the guy.
It was a game, yep.
Which that was pretty smart.
Okay. So what else? So is that the only thing that it just didn't live up to your expectations like that?
No, it lived up to my expectations. Better than my expectations.
Oh, okay.
I just thought that I was like, oh, it's going to be a kidnapping story. And I was kind of thinking like a basic kidnapping, like kidnapping, you know, it gets beaten and all this crap, all this brutal crap, and then it kills the killer. No, they played a game. I was like, ooh.
Right. It was definitely a game for sure.
Mm-hmm. It was a fun, naughty boy.
It was not a fun game.
Not a fun game. For us, it was.
I'll say, actually, that I thought it wasn't as good as I was expecting. Ugh. And the reason being is, especially being an R movie,
your expectations,
I expected it to be scarier.
It right? Was more so creepy
it,
than
it was
scary.
Yeah, it was more creepy and thriller than it was scary.
Yeah,
there was at no point where I was like, fuck, like my heart didn't feel like it was racing, or I wasn't feeling like, oh, this is getting kind of scary. Like I'm getting nervous.
No, it was creepy for me.
I didn't get any of that. It was just a creepy story.
I got anxiety.
So that part, like, I felt kind of let down. I thought maybe it was going to be scarier.
You know, I kind of figured it was going to be more.
So I think, like, he did Sinister. I think he's in Sinister, too. And, like, Sinister, I felt, like, more scared.
Mm.
This was just more creepy. You've never seen Sinister.
No. But I kind of figured it was going to be more creepy than, like, scary. That's why it lived up to my expectations. Okay. More than my.
That's what,
like,
you were expecting.
I wasn't expecting it to be, like, oh, Jesus. I'm in this.
Because it almost felt to me at points like almost like a like a kid's like scary movie, because it was showing all the kids that before, and like the kids' relationships and how the kids got abducted and like and their ghosts and stuff. So it felt almost like a kid's like a haunted movie at some points. That was like the vibe I started getting from it. And then, because he knew, like, all the kids. So then it was kind of like the buddy part of, like, it with the group of kids riding around together.
Yeah, but then at one point in the call, they did say.
I like that.
The guy was like, Finn. Finn was like, thank you. And he's like, thank you for what? And then he's like, for helping me. He's like, helping you? We're not helping you. We're trying to.
To stop him.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I thought that I liked that because it was like. So many times in that kind of movie where they're getting help from some other spirit, it's they're getting help from that other spirit to, like, save them.
Yeah, but
And I liked in this, it was like, it's not about you. It's about the damage he's going to do after you. Like, we're
they're
trying
just
to stop
keep
him.
Going on.
Right.
We
it's
going
to keep
it.
Going. Yeah.
Which I liked.
I did like when the ghost said that, because they, like, pretty much.
Yeah, that was cool.
They're like, nah, dude, this ain't about you.
Yeah, but besides Robin was trying to help
him. Yeah, Robin.
But Robin was his real friend. The rest of those kids he didn't really friends with. He just knew them.
Right.
Purpose. Arm is mint. No, I can't speak. Finn's arm is mint. That was cool. The ending where he snapped his neck.
Oh, well, yeah, he killed him.
When he broke his foot and then he snapped his neck after he beat the crap out of a phone. And then with the phone call on the.
And he gave it to him.
This is the day, mother effer. And then,
well, did you like how, like.
The phone was breathing.
No, all those things that they kept saying. Like, this is the day and stuff like that. Like, all those things that each ghost had it saying.
Yeah.
Like, it made it seem like they were talking about him not being able to get out unless he did these things right now.
Mm-hmm.
But then at the end, it was those same phrases being used towards the killer to say, like, you're going to pay. So it was cool how they kind of, like, twisted that.
Yeah, because he's like, this
because
is
it, it sounded at first like it was motivation for Finn, but then it actually turned out it was, like, them calling out, this is, like, what's going to happen today, and it's going to be the dude's demise.
Like, this is the day, mother of her. Finn's arm is mint when he snaps his neck, and then I was like, I can't kill you. Some cussing him out in Spanish, so Finn's going to do it for me. And then one kid's like, ha, you don't have much time. Which they didn't show his ghost. The kid.
I thought they did.
No, they didn't. They showed the newspaper kid.
No.
They showed the Billy-looking kid. They showed Robin. They showed Bruce. But they didn't show him until the sister was riding her bike. And, like, they all lined up. They didn't show the kids.
You watched it twice. I thought they did. I thought they showed all.
Or is that the same ghost? No, it wasn't the same ghost as a newspaper boy.
I'm pretty sure they showed all of them.
No, they showed all five kids. Because, they killed five. they showed all five kids when the little sister was riding a bike. But when the one kid, I don't know.
Yeah, you know.
I think I do know. How many kids did he kill?
Anyway, so what did you not like about it? Besides the scene where you think you notice a discrepancy.
I did notice.
You think?
One, when he was digging into the wall. That toilet seat would have broke.
Well, the toilet lid. It would have totally broke.
Also, when he dug into the hole, it was a circle round hole.
And then all of a sudden it was magically.
It did a little cut to the toilet. And then it showed him turn his head around to the toilet. Like, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And then it was a perfectly cut square.
It was like a perfect square.
Stop it. And then the part where the grabber went to the house before the cops got to that other house. The one that Finn was in. The black car was there.
Oh, that's right.
But when the sister's standing on the fence, it's not there. But then when he comes...
Did you catch that again when you watched it the second time?
I caught it on the second time. But I didn't catch it on the first time. No, because okay. I wasn't paying attention.
Did you rewind it and double check?
Yeah. I had to. Yeah, I did. I always do. I was like, I did. You'd be surprised what I do to figure out crap.
So you didn't like a little bit of continuity errors.
Okay. Yes.
I did like the story. I thought it was a good story. It was a good movie. I think they did a lot of things really well. It just to me didn't feel.
You wanted it to be
scary. I wanted it to be scarier.
I'm correct, sucker. It's five children.
Mm-hmm. And it probably showed all of them.
Okay, yeah. So in the picture, so on the phone, it didn't show the kid that was like, you don't have much time. It didn't show him. But when they're standing, it does. Because I would have remembered his face.
Pretty sure it did.
I'm dead. I watched the movie more than you did. It didn't show him.
Let me see. Now she's showing me on her phone.
They didn't show him, that kid. I have zoomed in on. It didn't show him. I watched it twice.
Let's see.
You heard his voice.
That's the paper boy. The first guy is the paper boy, right? There's the Billy looking kid.
Yeah.
There is his buddy.
There's Bruce.
The baseball kid.
And then you have that kid, he's the kid that goes, you don't have much time. But they didn't show his ghost.
I swear they did.
They didn't. You know what? I'll replay. I'll search up a video when he's like, you don't have much time. When he calls him. I'll show you a video after.
Well, we don't need to argue about
it. Well, I'm saying after. I guarantee you.
You're so adamant about this.
Because I'm right. I need to prove you wrong. I'm smart.
I didn't say you weren't smart.
But you're just picky with movies. I
was expecting it to be a little scarier, and it wasn't. So
I figured it was going to be creepy.
It let me down in that regard, but I thought it was done pretty well. I liked, like I said, a couple things it did that we named.
Oh, I'm glad the dog didn't.
I'll give it like an 8 out of 10. I'll stick with the 8 out of 10.
I'm glad Bruce's dog, not Bruce's, little Paperboy's dog didn't die. You good?
Woo! I
you did it off that way. There's more room that way.
I would watch it again, but I wouldn't be like, oh my god, you gotta go watch Black Phone. It was amazing.
I would be like, you should watch the Black Phone if you're into like creepy movies.
For me to give a movie 9 out of 10, I have to want to tell people about that
8
movie.
Out of 10, buddy.
Right. I'm just saying for me to give it more than 8.
A 10 out of 10 is a movie that I could watch on replay and I would never get sick of it.
Okay, so that brings us to our next movie and what you would rate this one.
Oh, dear.
Baywatch. This is from 2017. It's one hour and 56 minutes. Devoted lifeguard Mitch Buchanan butts heads with a brash new recruit as they uncover a criminal plot that threatens the futures of the Bay. It was directed by Seth Gordon. Writers were quite a few people here. It was Michael Burke, Douglas Schwartz, Gregory J. Bonin, and it stars Dwayne Johnson, Zac Efron, Alexandra Daddario, a couple other people. It's got Hannibal Buress in it. It's got a pretty decent cast for sure. So Baywatch, what would you give Baywatch? Stop doing that.
Mouth is dry. probably like a Jesus Christ. Probably on.
Can you hear that?
I can't hear it in the mic. All I can hear you from across the room.
Sorry if you guys can hear that on the mic. I had to blow my nose.
I rate it like a 9 out of 10.
Allergies are killing.
9, well, maybe 8.
9 out of 10?
No, because it's a movie.
Oh, you dropped it to 8?
No, because it's a movie I could watch on replay. Right. But I would recommend it too, because it's funny.
Well, like an 8 you could recommend too. I'm just saying like a 9, to me, if you're a 9, like that's a movie that I'm going to tell you, you need to go watch this.
Well, I tell like, oh, you should watch.
I would recommend
watch.
An 8 too.
I'm going to do 8.
Okay, I can do 8. All right. I'll do 8 too.
I was like, you're going to do a 7?
No, I was borderline 9.
You were going to do 9?
No.
No way.
No, it's an 8. It's an 8. Because it's not up there with like the funniest things I've ever seen. It's got a lot of crude humor. So Zac Efron's a disgraced Olympic swimmer. He won like 2 medals, but when it came time to be a part of a team, he was partying too much and he vomited. So they call him the vomit comet because he's really fast. So he's just like a PR stunt to try to raise the profile of the Baywatch team. And then The Rock is super serious.
I did it.
Right? The Rock is all about, you did, and it's going to fall. The Rock is all about, she made Ash stand up.
By the ashtray.
Yeah, Ash is standing by the ashes. But it's got a lot of raunchy humor. I mean, within like the first 10 minutes, a guy's penis and balls get stuck in like a wood slatted chair. Like one of those chase chairs that you lay out on the beach, and it's got like the wood slats that you lay across. His junk gets stuck in there, and like the hot girl that he's got a crush on is like trying to help him.
You didn't explain how.
Well, but I'm saying, I'm just talking about the humor, the crude humor that it has.
Oh, I was going to say, you didn't explain how that happened.
Way to engage in the conversation.
I didn't listen.
You're too focused on Little Ash.
I was trying to help him. Okay?
You're just too focused on Little Ash.
You're not doing anything for him, okay? Look at him. Look at him. Look at him. You gave him no purpose but to sit there and look stupid.
Stop it. I'm going to kick your ass.
That was terrible.
I know. It was so dumb.
That was such a dad joke. That was such a dad joke.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So, like, it had crude humor like that. Right, there was a lot of like penis and ball stuff. What?
Your head. Look at your the red on your head matches your the red on your coat. Look at your see the. Red. So it looks like no. Look at the top. Yeah, and it looks like there's a stripe going.
So apparently enough to stop me talking was that my headphones. The cups on my headphones, the ear cups.
Ooh, and the headband under.
Have red and black, and good. So does my headband. And I'm wearing a hoodie that has red.
A red
and black
stripe,
in it.
Like right next to it.
So she
it
said it looked like I had a stripe running down my ear on my shirt.
It's very important to know that. They need to know the details.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So, what was your favorite thing about Baywatch?
I love the fact that. Mitch just constantly calls Brody all these names like "Let the little boy go,"
or at the he end. Calls him High School Musical. He calls him Backstreet Boys, like NSYNC.
Demonize.
Yeah, yeah. Just he all calls him like all hidden. What man? What did he say? Like, just there was so many. Just every time he called him something different.
I just
it was
love
hilarious.
The end where she's holding the gun to his head.
He even calls him a Jonas brother.
Yeah. When she's holding the gun to his head, he's like, "Let the little boy go." And then I also love Little Mitch. I want a Little Mitch.
Oh, Little Mitch.
But I want to be a little.
So Little Mitch is a figurine of the Rock is in the Rock's fish tank. Mm-hmm. And what's funny about it is that, like, when Zac Efron's character goes and stays with
Mitch. Brody.
Right, Zac Efron is the actor's
name. I know, because they say Brody.
Right, his character Brody goes and stays with Mitch.
They first see him riding a dolphin.
He looks in the, he's laying down on the couch, and he looks at the fish tank, and he sees Little Mitch riding, like, a dolphin, like he's, like, some kind of, like, Aquaman.
Yeah, and then when he goes
and then, like, a different time he looks over, and Little Mitch is, like, looking at him with binoculars.
No. When he went in the room behind the tank, there's a bed cot that he's sleeping on, and then he was covering his ears from, like, the radio thing. And then he looks at the fish tank, and he sees Little Mitch with
the
binoculars looking at him.
So, basically, like, Little Mitch changes throughout the movie based on, like, what's going on. And it was kind of funny. When The Rock was sad, Little Mitch was sad.
When Little Mitch was sad with the business outfit.
He's like, "Quit looking at Little Mitch." And it was just, it
He's
was
like,
kind of funny.
Stop looking at Little Mitch. It's creepy.
Yeah. It was funny.
Yeah.
But it was So what else did you like?
First part when he gets his junk stunk in the wood. That was funny.
Yeah.
And then when he breaks it out and Dave's laughing at him, Dave's like, ah ha ha, you did great, bro. And he's like, oh, F you, Dave. Yeah, that part was funny.
Yeah.
And then when I forget his name. When he's doing the computer programming thing.
Yep.
And he's like, what are you doing? He's like, okay, do it then. He's like, I already have it pulled on. He's like, oh, dang, guys.
Well, because, you know, Zac Efron was playing, like, the pretty boy that gets by on his looks and, like, his pure athletic ability and doesn't have to develop any real communication skills or smarts with technology and stuff. He has, you know.
And then the hospital where he's lifting up
his balls. There's some more of the crude humor, right?
And he's looking under and the rock takes taking the picture.
Yeah, so, oh, so they sneak into the morgue and they're examining this dead body. And the rock tells him he has to lift up his package, the dead body's package, to check for needle marks because they think he's been drugged and killed.
Could just say drunk, junk.
Right, whatever. Drunk. So anyway, he's sitting there. He gets a glove and he's lifting him up and trying to look and stuff. And then the Rock sneaks a camera up and just starts taking pictures of him with his and junk by his face.
I love when the Rock is fighting with that one guy in the little girl's room.
In the little girl's
room. And
then
he grabs the picture and then he's like, hey, wait. Not the baby pictures.
Right, and he puts it down.
Well, no, the guy starts trying to fight him with the baby picture, but the Rock grabs the baby picture, puts it down nicely, and then he's like, it's night time. the B word, and shoves that trash can on his head, and a diaper falls on him, and pushes him in the pool.
I thought they had good interactions.
They did.
I think there's lots of funny parts of that movie. There's a lot of funny stuff. There's a lot of things that make you laugh. I think that it was really weird because this movie got a lot of negative backlash.
Yeah, it's like in the first part.
I mean, right now on IMDb, it's got a 5.5 out of 10. Its popularity is, I don't even know what the hell that means. So it's not like rated like a really good movie.
Let me see.
I'm not spinning the computer around because then something might get disconnected and then mess everything up. I'm not taking a chance. So it wasn't serious, and it was weird when it came out. I think people were expecting something different than what it delivered, and it delivered a totally not serious movie. Because the very, very first part, this is how you know this movie is not taking itself seriously. The Rock dives in to save some kite surfer, gets him, comes out of the water, and the shot is just ridiculous. He comes stepping out of the water carrying this dude.
Over
and
his
then
shoulder.
Like Baywatch comes out of the water. Like these huge letters come out of the water behind him. Dolphins are jumping up and synchronized
everywhere. It's
patterns.
Like you already know that this crap is not going to be serious.
Right. You knew just on that, him walking out holding this dude all crazy cinematic, that it was not being serious. And it was not serious. It was entertaining and
but
it was funny,
it
but
way.
It wasn't serious. And I think it was, I think it's underrated. I think it's better than 5.5.
Yeah.
Obviously, I said an 8 out of 10. And that might be even being a little too generous, but it was polished.
Too generous.
It was.
That's insulting.
It was polished. And it was just fun because it never took itself seriously. And I think that's what made it fun.
I mean,
Zac Efron, the character that he played was, you know, like, It was a play on all those stereotypes of the pretty boy that gets by on his looks and all this stuff. So, I mean, it was, I think it's funny for sure. I think it's better than 5.5 according to IMDb. Oh, you're getting tired? So we got to wrap this thing up? Over
no,
here yawning?
No, my eyes itchy.
It is 9:32.
I'm yawning. I'm busy tomorrow.
You're busy tomorrow. I know you are. You got a lot of stuff to do.
All so, horse stuff. What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
I don't know. Let's focus on this.
That's very true. Next is the...
The next... So the last movie that we watched.
The most embarrassing.
The very last movie that we watched. Right? So Baywatch, I would tell people to watch it.
Me too.
It's worth at least one watch.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. All right. The last movie that we watched is considered a classic. By many, it's considered a classic. This is the original A Nightmare on Elm Street. It's from 1984. I was 2 years old when this came out. 1984, is rated R, it was 1 hour and 31 minutes. Teenager Nancy Thompson must uncover the dark truth concealed by her parents after she and her friends become a target of the spirit of a serial killer with a bladed glove in their dreams, in which if they die, it kills them in real life. Right? It was directed by Wes Craven. It was written by Wes Craven. It stars Heather Langenkamp. It stars a super young Johnny Depp and Robert Englund, who basically his whole career is based on this movie. So A Nightmare on Elm Street is supposed to be a horror movie. Stop. What? Knock it off.
My tooth is wiggling.
Yeah, because it's your jaw's moving. Chastity.
I have a huge gap.
Yeah, your gap is gigantic right now. Let me see real quick. Let me see.
Oh my God, my tooth feels like a...
Okay, stop messing with it. Stop. Stop. Chastity, stop. Let me see. It got pretty big. It's okay, because they're going to straighten all this up with the braces. Move it all together real nice. Anyway, A Nightmare on Elm Street. All you're going to do is just play with a damn tooth, aren't you? Come on.
Did it move?
Come on. No, it didn't move.
Did it move?
Stop. All right. So A Nightmare on Elm Street, what are you rating this one?
Rating it a 4.
Giving it a 4? Wow, just shitting on it. You're giving it a 4?
Well, yeah, I thought it was supposed to be scary, but it was more of like a comedy, because like when they, for me, I was cracking up, because when the scary parts, it was running, so he was like, ooh, it looked like he was like drunk, like had too much to drink on a Saturday afternoon. It was just I'm gonna get you. Anyway, I see where Vecna came from now, because he had that one hand of long claws. And then he turned me down. And then he has a messed up.
Because you're eating that microphone.
And then he also had like the burnt face. And
at least the fist away.
And he had the big. Then he had a big hand. And then he had a big hand.
He had the tooth burnt check. Right, he had a big clawed hand.
And then he was burnt. Okay? And I was like, Vecna. But he had a nose.
He did. So yeah. I'll say,
and he had a funky
this is one of those movies that like it was a trendsetter for the time, but it in compared to like what we have nowadays, it's not scary at all. It's very hokey at this point, right?
So
I would give it. I mean, like in all honesty. I'd probably say, yeah, like a 5 or a 6. It's not.
Mine's a 4.
Oh, man.
You're giving it too much credit.
No, I've seen worse.
That's true.
I've seen worse.
You know what? I'm going to give that. You know that one messed up weird Twilight movie?
I'm going to give
that
movie.
That one. The funky one. The funny one. The making fun of Twilight.
What was it called?
Making fun of the Twilight movie?
Yeah, what was it called?
That was a 10 out of 10 all the way. Sorry, Bella. Sorry, Bella. Yeah. The last part.
Vampire Suck. That's what it was called.
Yeah, the last part.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, we're
not talking about that. Yeah, so what did you like about this movie?
All the running scenes.
So, okay, like, so in the very beginning.
Listen, give me the honor. Okay? In the first part, like, the first exact part, the girl is, like, bumping. She's like, and then she sees him. He's like, And then she's running, but she's not running. She's hopping.
She was slow-mo running.
No, she was basically... She was going on a decent little...
It was slow-mo without slow-mo.
Yeah, it was just her making herself
go slow.
Yeah, it was just a decent... She was on a...
It looked like she almost was running in place.
She was on an afternoon stroll, basically. Barely. She was just walking.
Barely.
She was barely moving.
Yeah.
She was just like, and then she goes into the one part, she's like... And then, yeah... And then the guy, you know, but then the part where she's running in the alleyway.
Yeah, and he's chasing her, and his arms, and like, stretched out.
And he's like, he's like drunk. He's like, and she's like, but then she tries to get in.
I don't know if anyone's going to be able to understand what you're saying, because everything is like, she was like, and some kind of sound effect, and he was like, and some kind of sound effect.
And then,
your teeth keep distracting. Stop playing with your teeth. Stop it.
It's wiggling.
Okay, quit messing with it.
Okay, but so she...
Oh my lord.
So this says something.
No one can understand you.
Okay, so then she's running, and then he murders her. So then the boyfriend, they did it in her mother's bedroom on her.
On what?
They did it in her.
Oh, I didn't see them.
They
do
did
it.
The devil's tango.
Oh my god, child.
I love when people call it that. I think it's so funny, tango.
The devil's tango?
Yeah, I've heard something like that. It's just a better way.
Okay.
I still find it so funny.
Anyway, okay. So they did the devil's tango in the mother's bedroom.
In the mother's bed. Now, every time the daughter heard laughing, I was like, that's your mother coming to get you. She's going to make you buy new sheets. You can't wash them out after that. No.
So I know you were really laughing a lot of parts, and that's what's kind of I like too, was like the camp, because it was really cheesy.
You know what?
Like it's weird that it was ever considered a scary movie, because it is pretty cheesy. I mean, it might have been groundbreaking for the time, maybe, but it,
you know what,
like,
they did
back,
pretty good at her swinging in the air when she was
yep, when she went up
that
the wall.
That was pretty
you
good.
Like the blood effects when Johnny Depp when they killed young Johnny
you
Depp
know
by
what?
Sucking him into the bed.
Her arm when she was bleeding, that one girl, the main character girl, when her arm was bleeding with the Band-Aid. It was bright hot pink.
Oh yeah, there was like was clear. There was clearly inconsistencies in the color of blood in that movie.
Like they would have
some
like
was
pure
like
black,
really bright. Some was really dark. Some looked like it was paint.
Some
looked like it was
blood.
Like almost fluorescent paint. Some looked okay, like
yeah. Some
movie
looked
blood.
Like real blood, but she had bright hot pink.
Oh yeah, it was
in
bright.
One little spot, but it was a whole cut, not one little spot. It was not one little dab of a circle, honey. It was one. It was one.
Why
cut.
Are you talking like
I
that?
I don't know.
So what didn't you like?
What didn't I like? I rated it a 4, Dad. I didn't like the movie.
You didn't like the movie? Damn. That'd be so vicious. Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things now. Stop playing with your teeth. It's one of those things now where, like, it is just, it's considered a classic, but it's more of, like, it's falling into that cult classic status for me of, like, those so
in comedy.
It's not, yeah. It's not bad. But it's almost getting to the, it's so bad, it's good.
Oh, and then when he ripped himself open with a maggot. I hate maggots.
Like, who are you?
I don't mind.
It just cuts himself and like maggots come out.
Who
it's like,
are
that
you?
Doesn't explain
and he's
shit.
Like, and he's like, it's like, that's, I didn't ask that, what's inside you.
Yeah,
I asked
who
are you?
You?
I didn't want to know what's inside you, buddy.
Yeah.
Mm. But no, like, I hate maggots. Like, I can handle that.
What did we say when we were watching it about the girl? Did we say, like, she was, like, acting her ass off or something? Like,
oh, she was such a bad actor at the time.
Oh, that's right. You were like, oh, she's horrible. And I was like, well, I think this is, like, her first film.
Yeah, well, I know one part that made me furious. So the dad was in her boyfriend's house, the girl's boyfriend's house, because he died, okay? Remember?
Yep, yeah, the boyfriend died.
The dad's like, okay, if my daughter, because the mom locked everything.
Yeah,
and was like, my daughter does anything weird, come and get me.
So the boyfriend.
Let me explain.
Hold on. The boyfriend and the daughter lived on the same street, only a couple houses away from each other on the other side of the street. They were across the street, but like a couple down. So like she could yell and see like her boyfriend's house. They could see each other in the window at night. Yeah. They would like look at each other.
Which is the boyfriend's Johnny Depp.
Right. So the dad's at the boyfriend's house because he just got murdered. The daughter, meanwhile, her mom went nuts and put bars and everything on all the windows.
It was locking
and
everything.
Locking everything in, so she couldn't get out of the house. So she was trapped in the house with her mom.
I had a nightmare about that last night.
I had to set the proper scene. Excuse you.
Sorry.
So anyway, you're going to continue?
So the dad's like, okay, if my daughter does anything weird, just like... Like
he tells like some deputy outside.
So the deputy stands outside, and the daughter is busting the windows.
She's breaking the windows out.
She's busting the windows, banging on the door, saying, "Help! Help! Help! Dad! Dad!" And the guy's like, "Maybe I should go get the."
He didn't even do that at first. At first, he was like, "It's all under control.
He's like,
okay.
It's okay." He's like, "Help!"
And she's like, "Get my dad. He's in here."
And then all of a sudden, there's smoke. There was a little explosion she did. Uh-huh. And he's like, maybe
I should go
get
the chief.
And so he slowly walks, he slowly wobbles to the house.
No urgency.
Yeah, at all. And she's like, help!
Then the dad comes out and the house is like on fire.
And then he's like,
so then they're like, oh, let's go bust it.
Yeah, it's like, seriously? Listen, if I was screaming bloody murder help and a chief was across the street like, huh?
I don't know if he was really the chief, but we'll just call him.
He was a police officer. The chief was a dad. He's like, I'm like, oh my God. I'm relying on these suckers to call 911 for?
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
That was terrible. It made
the police look pretty inept.
I know. It's like, oh my God.
He was a shitty dad.
I know. It's like, listen.
She was like, Dad, when you're done, can you come over and just like, if I'm not awake, like kick the door down, blah, 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 like all this stuff. He's like, sure, honey, sure. And then, hey, like, if something goes on weird around my daughter's house.
And the mother's drunk. Oh, yeah. The mother dies in the end. I was kind of happy.
She
did.
But yeah, she was drunk like the whole movie. I was happy about that. There was a lot of weird stuff going on in that movie.
I was happy about the mother's death.
There was a lot of weird stuff going on.
The end was weird.
Mm-hmm. Well, the end was like he wasn't really dead.
Yeah, no, she died basically.
Because basically, as long as someone thinks about him and gives him power. I mean, that's why she had to turn her back and not give him energy, take her energy away from him to make him go away. Like, so as long as someone thinks about him, then he's, like, still around.
God, you know what? To get him to come out, because she was in there, she was like, come on. What was his name again?
Freddy.
Come on, Freddy. I know you're here. I'm here. Come on, Freddy. I'll be like, come on, you ugly. Come here. Burnt-looking face.
There was some pretty funny special effects, though, in that movie. Like, you know, like when he was on fire and stuff.
When he faded away. It looked like a video game ending. It looked like a video game. I was like, look at that. Zelda.
Yay. It totally did. So, you didn't like it. All right. Yeah, I won't ask you.
That's a 4.
It was a 4.
It's a 4.
So, out of all
maybe
of them.
Maybe even a 3. I don't know.
Out of all of them, what was your favorite movie out of all the movies that we watched this go around?
Well, it would be Bad Grandpa. And Bad Grandpa and The Black Phone. Those are my two favorites.
Those are your two favorites. Mm-hmm. So if you had to pick one favorite.
Bad Grandpa.
Bad Grandpa.
Bad Grandpa got a 10 out of 10.
Bad Grandpa got a 10 out of 10.
Everything Jackass is a 10 out of 10.
I think I gave Bad Grandpa the highest. Did I say 8 out of 10 on Bad Grandpa?
You said 9 out of 10.
I said 9 out of 10? I might go actually 8 out of 10. I'm going to revise
it. Oh my God. You have such high standards for movies.
No, I'm pretty sure I said 8 out of 10.
No, you said 9 out of 10.
Because I said I think the other Jackass movies were funnier and those would be a 9 out of 10. Well, as always, hopefully you found some of this back and forth entertaining. Chas's teeth are apparently moving, she thinks. Oh, don't yell.
Well, that's your fault. You started the clip.
But, for the Get Up Presents, the Family Movie Podcast Challenge.
Why is that family?
Huh?
Why
is
it family?
Well, because it was our family challenge
that
we're doing.
Yeah, but Mom watched it, but she won't do it with us.
No, but it's okay. But for the Family Movie Challenge Podcast, I'm JP. Joined by my co-host, Chas, who's too busy jamming out to this song. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you next time on the Movie Challenge Podcast.